Chapter 16 Broken Armor. What the hey, hero? Longshot couldn't hide the contempt on his face. Not that it mattered. Shining Armor wasn't even looking at him. Instead, he stared eyes wide at the floor, mumbling to himself. What have I done? Vladimir shoved Longshot into the room and closed the doors behind him. He had overheard the conversation too, but he wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth. It certainly hadn't sounded like the captain he had been serving alongside. How could you be so cold? Tear! Longshot was cut off by Vladimir putting a hoof to his mouth. I'll handle this. He turned and looked at Shining Armor head on. Captain Armor! That startled him out of his trance, and he looked back at Vlad. We were ordered to track this hive down, and in the event that we did, we were to act as diplomats on behalf of their highnesses. So far, your conduct has been unbecoming of not only an officer of the Solar Guard, but as a gentlecult of Equestria, and, most importantly, a brother. Shining's face fell ashen. Vlad, knowing that his speech had the desired effect. You have one chance to explain yourself before I have you detained and carted back to Canterlot in chains. Longshot raised an eyebrow to Vladimir's reaction. Ooh, wow, Vlad. Didn't expect that from you of all ponies. I can see the papers now. Lunar versus Solar. Captain Vladimir locks up Solar counterpart. The shining armor that looked back at him was now a ghost of his usual self. I'm sorry, I just can't get the image out of my head. She just looks so much like her. Longshot and Vladimir both looked at each other. They could both see the signs. The thousand-yard stare. The uncontrollable shaking. Shining was in the middle of a PTSD episode. Longshot grabbed a bed cover and draped it around Shiny's shoulders, before sitting next to him. Vladimir sat down with them. Care to explain? Shining gulped, but nodded. He knew he wasn't getting anywhere until he told them. I haven't told anyone this, not even Cadence, but I remember everything. The pair looked at him, momentarily confused. I mean, the lead-up to the wedding. The queen swapped out for the real Cadence about a week beforehand. I noticed straight away that something was wrong. It was a good impression, but it wasn't good enough, so I confronted her. After she realized I wasn't going to be fooled, she attacked. She knocked me to the ground and touched her horn to mine. Before I knew what was happening, my mind was flooded with her presence. It felt horrible. Alien. I'd lost. Without even knowing it. She got up and looked at me. She told me to get up, and I did. She told me to walk in a circle, and I did. I would do everything she told me, and I had to watch myself do it. Unable to get my own body to respond. Both Vlad and Longshot stared at Shining in horror. The whole time, all I could think about was Cadence. What had she done with Cadence? My next memory is waking up half an hour later, and Cadence told me I bumped my head. I believed her. I lived the next week out. Half myself, half not. It wasn't until we started on this trip that my memories had started coming back. She must have put a memory suppression spell on me. But now that I'm free, I can recall at least 9 occasions where my mind woke up, and she had to recast her spell. Each time, I felt like I'd been hit by a freight train. And each time, I relived the horrible realization that I had no idea where my Cadence was. Shining released a sigh. Each night on this trip, I recalled a little more. But just then, when I saw Twilight in her natural form, all I could see was a younger version of her mother. The wall inside, it broke. And in that instant, I felt everything. His two companions were speechless. His story more than covered his sudden change. And the worst part is, I just heard Twilight. I know in my heart that she isn't a monster, and her species probably aren't either. But the two sides in my head can't meet up at the moment, and I took it out on her. Vlad placed a hoof on his shoulder. Shining, look, if there's anything I can do for you, just let me know. Shining looked up from the floor, a new look of determination on his face. There is. Get me a meeting with the Queen.
My Queen!
Chrysalis rolled over in her bed.
Whichever laying soft fit to wake me from my slumber, best have a good reason.
Careful not to disturb Twilight, she climbed out of bed.
I'm sorry, Your Highness, but Captain Armor demands an audience. No one demands an audience with me, but I really want to talk with him. Send him to the throne room. I will be there shortly.
Shining Armor sat in the middle of the throne room, whilst Vlad and Longshot stayed by the main doors. Several of the changeling guards around the room were giving him death glares. Obviously, his outburst had spread around the castle. A door to an antechamber opened, and the Queen strode in. She walked past Shining, turning around in front of him.
I have just spent the last half hour holding my crying daughter until she went to sleep. Answer for yourself, Captain Armor, before I throw you out into the ravenous desert of the Badlands.
Shining Armor's eyes fell at the mention of Twilight's tears, but became resolute again once she continued.
Answer for myself? Answer for myself? How in bloody Tartarus dare you? It's you who need to answer for their actions!
Taken aback by this, Chrysalis scoffed.
Me?
Yes, you! Rather than just meet with Princess Celestia and explain the situation, you turn me into a puppet and ruin my wedding. And to top it all off, I remember everything!
Shining Armor's voice reverberated around the throne room, but it still made less noise than the look on Chrysalis's muzzle. The word devastated doesn't come close enough. A few seconds later, she sank to the floor. She mouthed like a fish for a few moments before she could finally speak.
You were never supposed to remember anything. That's the point of the spell.
Then the true weight of her actions, the horror she put him through, came to the forefront of her mind.
I would never have done this if I had known the spell could fail. I would never wish that kind of pain on even my enemies. I'm not Crudelis.
Shining looked down at her, anger in his eyes.
And yet it is done.
And I regret what happened, but it is in the past now. It's time to start anew, Captain.
Regret? Do you know what regret feels like? Huh? To come so close to losing some pony who you hold so dear?
I would think you would find that I do. My husband died protecting Twilight, whom, if you will recall, I, in fact, also nearly lost. So don't you have the gall to lecture me on loss, Shining Armor.
Shining's eyes widened at the Queen's words, a slight bit of guilt coming up to meet the anger. But not quite enough to sate it completely. Just enough to cool it. Chrysalis and Shining Armor stared each other down, with Shining losing some of his nerve at the Changeling Queen's retort, and Chrysalis with regret in her eyes. It was Chrysalis who spoke again.
Twilight will be heading back to Catala tomorrow, you know.
That took Shining by surprise.
She is? She wants to know whether everypony else will react the way you did.
They won't.
But she doesn't know that. Not for certain. I'm arranging for you three to return with her. I just hope that you use that time to make amends. For your sake.
Was that a threat?
No,
she responded.
It's advice, for you will never forgive yourself otherwise.
Shining looked away.
Perhaps I just don't know if now is the right time.
And when will be?
I don't know!
Silence reigned in the large throne room, before Shining eventually managed to speak up again.
I'll never forget what you did.
Chrysalis sighed.
And neither should you, but let's at least try to keep it civil. For my daughter's... for Twilight's sake.
After a few moments of consideration, he reluctantly replied,
Agreed.